Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, you are tuned into The Herd, but it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, filling in for Colin Cowherd. Colin will be back on Monday. So for the next 2 hours right here on Fox Sports Radio, you have the Odd Couple.
Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get right into it. And Urban Meyer, the big hire of the Jacksonville Jaguars, legendary college football coach, moving up to the NFL, has yet to coach a game, has yet to run an NFL practice, but already he has done something, and I'm just going to be honest, and people might think I'm going overboard. I think he's done something that could screw up his NFL career from the get-go, and I'm serious about it. I think it's that big of a deal. He hired, as he's completing his coaching staff, for his strength and conditioning coach, Chris Doyle, from the University of Iowa. Now, Doyle left Iowa after about 20 years in June under allegations of using racist language with players and bullying players. Now, he didn't say the N-word. He didn't call any players, anything like that. But several Iowa Hawkeyes, and I told you last night on the Odd Couple, Rob, one that I know of that was friends with my daughter that went to play at Iowa.
Right.
His parents told us the same thing, that they, the black players there felt there was racism in that program. Here's an example of something that Chris Doyle said to one of the black players. He told several of them he'd send them back to the ghetto.
Oh, very nice. That's right. Nice. You mean on a college campus, that's the message?
Right. Okay. But here's another thing. He said, maybe you should take up rowing or something, you know? Oh, wait, black people don't like boats in the water, do they? So these are the type of things that he was saying. He can sit there and rightly deny, I never used the N-word, because when he was accused, Rob, he came out and said, I've done nothing racist. I don't tolerate any racism around me. How's he know what's racist?
Right.
Other than saying that you can do racist things without saying the N-word.
And it ain't just that, exactly. And Chris, I'm going to say, it appears, according to Urban Meyer, from what I read, you could correct me if I'm wrong, that he claims that he was vetted,
yep,
and the owner and the general manager signed off on his hire. If that is the case, then it's up to the players. Because Chris, I say no way, no how should this hire move forward, and the players should not accept this. I don't care Urban Meyer, what he did in college. The tone of this country, where we are now, Chris, I can't even believe that Urban Meyer is going to fall on his sword for Coyle. You know, like, I,
well,
I
you
can't
know what
get
this is. That's the arrogance of a college coach.
Right.
Where the roost. I can wave your scholarship in front of you. You got to do what I say. It's different in the NFL, Urban.
And here's the other part. This is the good old boy network, Chris, we keep talking about. That's his boy. That's his buddy. Urban Meyer's track record is that he protects people who are his friends, Chris, when they do wrong or do bad. He's done it before. He did it at Ohio State with the guy who was allegedly abusing
domestic
his wife.
Yep. And Urban's wife had text messages from Zach Smith's wife about the abuse.
But Urban said he didn't know anything about it, Chris. He had no clue. Oh, woe is me. What? Oh, I didn't know this was going on. Your wife knew. How can we even buy into this?
Right.
And I'm with you. You could lose the team, Chris, over this if you want to fight for this. I'm shocked ownership and the GM didn't step in to say, Urban, I just don't think this is the time or place. Nobody's saying that Chris Coyle can never work again. We're not saying
Doyle,
that.
Yep, Chris
Doyle, I'm sorry. Doyle, that he can't work again or that he doesn't have another opportunity down the road. I'm all for second chances. This ain't the chance right here.
Well, first of all, and I'm with you, but for second chances, you need to admit you did wrong. You need to come out. He has never acknowledged wrongdoing. So come out and admit. You can even say, look, I thought we just joking around. You know, and you know this, Rob, in locker rooms, everybody's bantering. There's some racial talk in fun. White players making fun of black, white. It kind of goes on. So he could try to play that off. I don't think that's how he meant it because he's in a higher position. It's not peer-to-peer. This is coach-to-player. But he can say, look, I didn't know that it was offensive to the guys. I was wrong. I've learned my lesson. And send him through some type of cultural sensitivity training or whatever you have to do. Go through something that shows your contrition. Then you'll get a second chance. But in this case, no. Like you say, no way, no how. And here's what should happen to me, Rob. I get it that Urban Meyer has said the GM and the owner, Shad Khan, signed off on it. Shad Khan needs to do this. Okay, he maybe did sign off on it. I'm guessing he didn't vet it as much as the GM and Urban Meyer did. He probably put it in their hands. But he needs to take control of this situation and say, look, we are not – go to Urban and say, this is not happening. You are not bringing him onto your staff. And if you insist on it, then there's the door. I'm dead serious. Urban Meyer, first of all, we don't know if he's going to be great in the NFL. Nick Saban wasn't great or even good in the NFL. Steve Spurrier wasn't good in the NFL. We've seen many college coaches fail at this level. And second, there's plenty of other coaches out there you can go and hire without it being Urban Meyer. Put that ultimatum to him if I'm Shad Khan. That's what it should be. And if he won't take control of it, Rob, then to your point, it's up to the players.
Absolutely.
The players need to go and say, no, we're sitting out, dude. We are
right.
not
We're not going to participate. We're not going to do this. Chris, the what's happened in this country and the movement and the sensitivity and what's going on, and you're right. For Chris Doyle not to even acknowledge, Chris, if you don't mean to offend somebody and somebody says, hey, Chris, you offended me, what do you say? You apologize.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know.
Okay. Right. That's the first thing you do. If you didn't intentionally, you don't need to understand. These
right.
kids are coming out, Chris, and speaking on the record, saying that what went on. And this was an independent investigation from the university. For college kids to say, I didn't feel comfortable, he said
put
stuff.
Put their name on it.
Yes. Yep. That's the most telling thing there is, because you're right. In college, these coaches hold on. They got your scholarship in your back pocket. This ain't the pros. And NFL players, I just don't even, how could you look at that guy the same way knowing what he's been through, you know, knowing where he's come from. And look, he got basically a bonus for leaving. He
right.
got like $1.1 million. Well, where
right.
was the punishment? There was no punishment.
You and I have said this before. We would love to see NFL players take more of a stand for health care, you know, better health
yes.
care and all of that stuff. But at some point, and I get it, they did a good job with the video and some of the stuff they did at the beginning of last season. At some point, will you take a stand? If you're not going to take a stand now, when will you take a stand?
How could you just fall in line?
We've seen college players who aren't, most of whom aren't going to the NFL, who are on scholarship at the University of Missouri, and in this case, at the University of Iowa, take a stand. Why in the world cannot you, in many cases, a millionaire or multimillionaire, take a freaking stand?
And Chris,
for
you
once.
Just said
now,
it.
Now, Shad Khan, he should do it first, but if he won't, then the players need to take it into their hands.
The players at Missouri got it done, Chris, with their scholarships on the line. You remember?
Yep. Yep.
We're not practicing. We're not playing games. And guess what? The chancellor and the school president were both out in about a week's time. Yes, they have power.
And that's the
thing, Meyer,
right? It wouldn't take them long.
No,
they might miss 1-2 days at most. You know, it would be taken care of pronto. And here's the thing, Rob, and this is why I started off by saying This could sabotage Urban Meyer's NFL career, and I mean it. If he doesn't, if he tries to push this through and strong arm it, and the players make noise about it, or even if they don't make noise, but inside,
right,
they are like looking at him sideways, how's he going to coach them? Or if they do stand up, if Shad Khan won't, and if the players do stand up, how's he going to coach them when they know they made you make a change on your coaching staff?
Chris, this is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. Normally, when you come in, there's a honeymoon, right?
Yep.
All
yep.
this, everybody's all excited. Oh, my God, we got Urban Meyer, a great college coach. He's going to turn our fortunes around. All that, and then to go hire a controversial figure in a situation, and with the temperature in the country. Do you know what I mean? This isn't like
Absolutely.
Some other situation 70% or maybe
70% black league.
Yes.
Come on, dude.
Why
really?
Would you do it? And then you're going to fall on the sword for the guy. Why, Chris? Because they're friendly. Because he wants to take care of his friend. And he's snubbing his nose at the 70% black players saying, I don't care. I don't care what you think. This is my friend. I know him. I don't care what those kids at Iowa said. He's going to be the strength and conditioning coach.
And you know
I wouldn't
what?
Even go in that room, Chris, if I were a player.
You can get that done in college. You know, the governor loves you. The alumni, the boosters are all on your
the
side.
The local police.
Right. You got it. You run the roost in college. Not so in the NFL. And speaking of college, Rob, who's been a very conscientious college athlete when it comes to racial and social justice?
Trevor Lawrence.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you, if Trevor Lawrence came out and said something, I don't expect him to. If he came out and said something, I would applaud it. But I'm going to say this. It shouldn't be – he can join the players, but this should be the black players stepping up too.
No doubt about it, Chris.
He can be a part of him and join him and lend his support and all that. How about the black players stand up? And again, you and I differ. You think it should be them from the get-go. I think it should be Shad Khan, the owner, from the get-go. But if he won't do it, then the players need to take it into their own hands.
Now, and I hear you with the owner, Chris, but the only reason I say is because he's been hired already. It ain't even like a thought process. They've hired this man, so obviously the owner had to sign off, and the GM. That's what bothers me, and that's why I say the players have to step up.
All right. Is Urban Meyer setting himself up for failure? And can J.J. Watt still help a contender? We'll ask Hall of Famer Rod Woodson next. It's the Odd Couple in for Colin Cowherd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker in for Colin Cowherd. This is The Herd. And look, everybody wants to keep their home and their family safe, whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency. Simply Safe Home Security delivers on that with 24/7 protection. Visit simplysafe.com/Colin today and get a free security camera. It's time for the Herdline News with Greg Tuohy.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Number one super guy.
Wow. There you go, Greg Hong Kong.
Oh, that brings back some memories, Rob Parker.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, guys, we've had some big NFL news today. Let's start with Trevor Lawrence, who had his pro day this morning at Clemson. Urban Meyer was literally, if you watch the video or live, he was hovering over him like he was his coach, like he was Dabo Sweeney. Like he must have been like 2 feet from him the whole time. It was crazy. So Daniel Jeremiah, who was on the coverage this morning for NFL Network, said, quote, I saw everything I needed to see from him. He did everything he needed to do to solidify being the number one pick in the draft. Bucky Brooks, who was also on the coverage, joined us last hour and told us what makes Lawrence so special.
I think the big thing about him, the intangible qualities make him ready to be a franchise quarterback. His maturity, his connectivity when it comes to being a leader of his group, and then the winning pedigree. And I think for him, he's the ultimate competitor. I don't think he could think about entering the draft without having a pro day, without showing people, here's who I am, this is what you've heard about me, now let me show you.
So, guys, I ask you, did Trevor Lawrence even need to throw today?
I don't think he did. Yeah, I don't think he did. I think Bucky said he kind of had to. Why? I mean, everybody knows he's the number one pick. He was great in college. Look, I'm happy that he did. It does show, you know, that he's confident, that he's humble, that he's got character, all that. Not that the guys that don't throw don't, but it shows all that. But I don't think he needed to. I still think he would have been the number one pick, even if he didn't throw.
I'm surprised he threw. I mean, your college resume, what he did at Clemson, should be way more than enough. They have plenty of film and tape on him and all that other stuff. I mean, he's being a nice guy by doing it, but I would have passed and just said, I dare you not to take me number one, and you'll probably have to live with your decision because I didn't come out and throw for 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you could make that decision.
I agree. Also, J.J. Watt this morning, a stunner for some, but not for, I think, some most locally. But he asked for and was granted his release by the Texans this morning. Texans CEO, owner Cal McNair, said this morning, he's one of the best defensive players in history. His legacy will be with us for years. It's bye for now, but not bye for good. This is doing right by him, and this gives him time to pick his next stop. McNair also said about the front office criticism for the Texans, it's not the right time to talk about the front office. It's all about J.J. Watt and honoring him. He's obviously referring to the criticism they've been getting for Deshaun Watson. But Fox Bet this morning put out the odds for J.J. Watt, and the Steelers, Packers, and Bucks Browns are leading the way. Where do you guys think is the best fit for J.J., and does he still have anything left in the tank?
Well, he went to Wisconsin, and that would be fitting to go back kind of home, right?
Yep. His brothers are in Pittsburgh, so there's that.
Yeah. I like any of those are fine, but I think the Packers is probably the best fit. I'm sure he wants to go somewhere he can win a Super Bowl. He could help that defensive line. I think that makes all the sense in the world. But you can see the other place, like you said, Pittsburgh, his brother's there.
That makes sense. But he's got to be healthy, though. That's the big thing, right? He's got to be healthy.
So what do you think about the Bucks just joining, you know, the stars, these aging stars joining the Tom Brady bandwagon?
Well, I don't know that they need him, but he certainly can't hurt as good as he is. But obviously, their defensive line is strong.
As good as their defense was, Chris, I'm sorry. I don't see
isn't
that.
Sue, is Ndamukong Suh a free agent?
Well, he had a one-year deal, I think so.
Look, he may want to jump on the bandwagon. The more the merrier down in Tampa Bay.
That bandwagon is going to the early bird special at Denny's if they keep loading up on these old people.
I think you said that a year ago.
That's okay. I'll keep saying it.
And that's the news, guys.
Well, right. That's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Thank you. That's our man, Greg Tui. And here's our guy. Do we have his theme music? Yes. He is one of our regular guests on The Odd Couple. We thought we were done. We talked to him a few days ago on The Odd Couple. Thought we were done for the offseason, but we get a bonus appearance from the NFL Hall of Famer, great defensive back, Rod Woodson. What's up, man?
What's up, my brothers from another mother? You know what? I stopped crying, man, when I got the text last night.
But Rod is probably shocked. He's like, what? They're filling in for Colin Cowherd? Oh, my God.
A little different vibe.
Just remember, I knew you before.
Uh-oh.
A little different vibe. But let's get into it. And Rob and I just got done talking about Urban Meyer. And we just think that this hire of Chris Doyle as his strength and conditioning coach is a terrible move. We think Shad Khan, the owner, should step in and nix it. But if he won't, then we think the players need to make a stand and say, look, we're not playing for this guy. And obviously, I think that would change it quickly. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, you know, I am a fan of giving everybody a second chance. I don't know him. I just know all the, you know, allegations against him and what he has said and the racist remarks that he's used in the past for players that he was that was training under him. And then, you know, making that hire, I put myself in a black man's shoes, right? A person of color would never get that hire.
No.
After what he was accused of, he would never get hired again. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, I am a person that believes people should get a second chance if they're remorseful, if they've learned,
acknowledged any of that.
And if he hasn't, and he's just saying, hey, everything I said and everything I did was good, then there is an issue there. Because I'm going to tell you something. He goes in that locker room, he goes in that weight room, and then he calls somebody a name, it's going to be somebody don't get dropped.
Yep.
Grown men. I
saw a former player say on TV earlier this morning that he's seen players get in fights with strength and conditioning coaches.
Oh, I believe it, no doubt.
And so,
I've seen players get in fight with coaches.
Fights.
It's not normal, but I've seen it when coaches go sideways and start calling players MFers and all that stuff. Players only going to take so much. Obviously, players want to. They're all competitors. Anybody in the National Football League is a competitor for the most part. They want to train. They want to do well. They want to be good at what they do. But when you belittle them and demean them, they might take one. But the two or three, it might come back at you. And, you know, that's the one thing that, you know, I would hope that Urban did. I'm hoping he did it, his due diligence. You know, and if he hasn't, then, you know, maybe the owner does step in and the players need to voice their opinion.
So, Rod, help me with this, you know, just the timing, controversial guy, where we are in the country with what we've been through, you know, Black Lives Matter, all that other stuff that's gone on. And for Urban to fall on the sword for this guy because he's friends with him, right? It's his buddy, the old boy network, taking care of one of yours. But how does Urban, how can he get out of this? Say if he has the pressure and he's forced to say that I'm going to have to not hire him and change my mind. How do you, you know, respond to the players, or they know that they forced your hand or you were pressured to back down? Can a coach still save face? Because a lot of times coaches don't want to backpedal because they don't want to, you know, be shown that they were wrong or made a mistake.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to backpedal. He already said that he doesn't regret the hire. So that's telling you right there. And if he said it, unless the owner comes in, I don't think the player pressure will make him do anything. Only if the owner steps in and says, hey, we're not going to go down this path. I do believe in second chances, but this time let's pass. Unless he comes in, I think he's going to be working for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Rod, this seems like to me a guy who's used to being a college coach, obviously, where you just control everything. And where the top employees in the state are all on your side, right, and backing you. Can you talk about the difference between the college coaching at the college level, big-time college level, where we've seen guys fail at the pro level, and then go into the NFL level? Because it seems like he thinks he's going to be able to just run everything and do it his way as he did in college, but you're dealing with grown men at the NFL level who may not want to put up for that stuff.
Yeah, most of the really great college coaches were more dictators because you're dealing with, you know, 17, 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old young men who are still learning how to live life on their own, not with their parents or guardians. So it's a little different mindset comparable coming to the National Football League when you got guys who are 34, 33, 32, got three or four kids, have just as much money in the bank as you do. You know, it's hard to wrap your head around how he's going to want to get everything done. But, you know, at the end of it, it's going to come down to the owner and the owner giving him either that highway to do everything his way or saying, hey, we're going to abide by our rules. You're the head coach. But we do have a structure and we have a culture we're building here that we want to make sure we adhere to that culture. Now, if he doesn't have a culture and if he doesn't have a game plan or a plan for what his organization is going to look like, then Urban Meyer is going to run roughshod. He gets to do whatever he wants to on the coaching staff and all his hires. And, you know, the culture is the culture, but it has to start with the owner. And if it doesn't start with the owner, it doesn't work.
Rod, Trevor Lawrence threw today, pro day. Did you get to see him throw? And what kind of pro do you expect him? Everybody expects him to be the number one overall pick, but do you expect a big thing?
I mean, he's talented. He has all the tools in the toolkit to be an outstanding quarterback. But there's a lot of things that go with that. And talent is not everything in the National Football League. Everybody's talented. That's why everybody, the guys who get drafted and guys who make it, they have some type of, you know, talent that they can always fall to. But, you know, hopefully he goes to a right system, a good system. He gets good coaching, and he has good players around him. I mean, a quarterback, he can be the best quarterback ever with talent. And if he doesn't go to the right system, if he doesn't have the right players around him, if he doesn't have the right structure around him, if he doesn't have the right culture around him, he's not going to flourish. And you got to hope that all that does come to fruition. But just talent-wise, I mean, he's a player. I was a little concerned in their playoff game when he was getting blitzed and he was throwing the ball early. Like he was seeing color, even though the color wasn't the defensive lineman wasn't there. He still had room. He was just releasing the ball early. He got rattled a little bit. That was a little concerning, but the body of work that he has put together in his career is awesome. I think he has all the talent in the world, but like I said, he has to go to the right system. You got to hope he's in the right culture, and you got to hope he has some playmakers around him so he can distribute the football to those guys.
Let me just follow up real quick.
All right.
Do you think that's why he threw – Rod, because most guys who are going to be the overall number one pick, they don't throw, they don't do this. Is it because of the poor playoff game and just some of the concerns that you were talking about? You think that's why he threw today?
Well, you know, the new trend nowadays is not to compete.
Right.
And hopefully he's an old school mindset. And to me, him throwing is telling me, hey, I'm going to show these dudes who might have some doubters out there and some, you know, some pros and cons, whatever my cons are. I'm going to show them that I can do it, and I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to work. And I think that's a good thing. So I don't know if, you know, what his mindset was. I'm not, you know, I haven't talked to him. But it showed me that he's a competitor, and he's willing to throw, and he's willing to compete. And I think, you know, whoever gets him is getting a great talent. I just hope they put everything around him so he can be at his best every single day.
Hall of Famer Rod Woodson joining the Herd with the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. What do you think about what's going on in Seattle with Russell Wilson, and how should they handle this?
I just don't understand. I mean, obviously, it is a new age, right? But all these players who are – you know, have to get off their chest and whatever goes through their mind. And if he feels that he wants to be gone, right, then he should just state that. And players are doing that more and more and more and more. We see it in, you know, other major sports more than football. But we're starting to see it in football, too. So it's starting to trickle down. So, you know, I mean, if I'm Seattle, if I'm Pete Carroll, I mean, Russell Wilson ain't going nowhere. I mean, that's my guy. I mean, we won a Super Bowl with him. We went to another Super Bowl. I mean, he's the reason that we're winning. I'm not going to let this guy out of the building. So I understand guys, you know, maybe are disappointed and unhappy with some of the things that go on in their buildings around the National Football League, which does happen. But it doesn't always have to come to light. Hopefully these guys can sometimes work behind, you know, in the darkness, in a sense, where it doesn't come to the forefront to the media to get things accomplished so you can keep winning.
And, Rod, here's the other thing, too. I can't believe it's ever a good time as a quarterback to point the fingers at your offensive line. You know what I mean? To call them out and say, this is terrible, or we got to do this, we got to do that. You know, quarterbacks run themselves into sacks as well, hold on to the ball too long. There's a lot of other stuff that goes on with it. If you're an offensive lineman, you can't feel that good about what Russell's done.
No, I mean, we've seen Russell you know, pirouette two or three times and go back 25 yards and throw the ball away and it's incomplete. And sometimes it is pressure, but, you know, just because the pressure is occurring, and one thing I believe, real leaders never point fingers at anybody. They always take the blame. And when Russell did that, to me, it just tells me, I just didn't think it would come from him. And I'm a little disappointed because normally, I consider him one of the better leaders in the National Football League, but normally the great leaders on the football teams in any sport, for that matter, they normally don't point fingers at everybody else. They always critique their work, their body of work, what they did this year, what they did in this game, what they can do better. Never point the finger at everybody else. And plus, they got to block for you. I mean, if they got to protect my blind side,
yep,
then, you know, I'm going to try to give them as much love as I can.
Rod, what do you think that Cleveland should trade Odell Beckham Jr.? And if so, where do you think that he should want to go? Where would be the best fit for him?
I mean, if Cleveland was going to trade Odell Beckham Jr., I'm telling you right now, I will be screaming to the Pittsburgh Steelers to get him.
They need a receiver bad.
They need a legit – I mean, they got Claypool. They yep. got Juju, big receivers. And I don't know if Juju's going to come back. I mean, they have some things there, but they need a playmaker. Since AB, they really haven't had that playmaker, that guy can create separation on his own. And, you know, they need a running back. But if they can get – anybody will take that talent to OBJ and they can use it because that dude's a playmaker. He's a difference maker. Is he still volatile in the locker room? You know, those things have to be weighed. But pure talent, man, that dude's a player.
All right, that's the great Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer.
Man.
We got a bonus interview, Rod. We appreciate it, my man.
Man, I'm going to start crying again. And say, I'll catch y'all next year.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you. Have a
good
great day, Rod. Thank you.
Peace.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You are listening to The Herd, the Colin Cowherd Show, and it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rod Parker, in for Colin. He will be back on Monday, so you definitely want to check him out. But for the time being, the next hour, 15 minutes or so, stick with us, the Odd Couple. All right, look, sometimes driving is great, sometimes not so great. Like when it's pouring rain outside, or when that snow is swirling, that's when you need Michelin wiper blades. They hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road for better visibility. All right, Rob, let's get into the Lakers. Go to the NBA. Anthony Davis has a sore Achilles, and sore is the key word. They're saying it's no more serious than that. He didn't have an MRI. He had ultrasound. That's a good sign for Lakers fans that they don't think it's that serious. But I'm saying this, Rob. They need to sit him down as long as is necessary to get that thing right. Because we know it's about winning a championship for them. And without him, even though people have said, and I've said it, you've said it, he has been down offensively and rebounding-wise this year. Not playing as well as he should and as well as we expected offensively. But defensively, he's been tremendous. And that is a huge part of the Lakers' success. They can't win a championship without him, in my estimation. So they need to make sure he gets it right.
I agree with that. But my issue is, Chris, that I'm disappointed in his season from this standpoint. He should have been like, okay, he got the monkey off his back. He's won a championship. I understand LeBron James in season, what is this, 18?
18, yep.
To step back or take your foot off the gas. Do I understand that? I understand that. But this was a chance for AD to take that next step, Chris, right?
We expected it. We all expected it.
Right, that he could have been going like, I'm going to win the MVP now.
Right.
I can just go out and play and put up numbers. We know we're going to be in the playoffs. We know we're going to be one of the top two or three seeds in the West, and it doesn't matter. There's no home court. You know what I'm saying, Chris? You can just go out and put up numbers and bash and do everything that you can possibly do for people to say Anthony Davis has arrived. He's won the championship. There's no more of that pressure. Now he can just go out and play and be ready come playoff time. And we didn't get that Anthony Davis. We got the cut rate dialed back Anthony Davis. And now, you know, we're talking about an injury. So this has been a disappointing year for Anthony Davis to me after winning a championship.
I agree with everything you said. I expected him to be in that MVP hunt. But you know who's not dialing it back? LeBron James. LeBron has played over 40 minutes in each of the last three games for the Lakers. Now, granted, they were in overtime. One of them was double overtime. But still, at 36 years old, 18th season, as you mentioned, he is going all out. And some people are questioning why in the world is LeBron playing these minutes. Now, look, in fairness, he's only averaging 34.7 minutes a game. That's about the same as he did last year. Both of those are career lows. So he isn't, you know, playing as much as usual. He has dialed it back a little. But, Rob, I'm going to say this. And to me, shame on anyone who would criticize LeBron for this. LeBron is not dialing it back. I think his minutes will go back to 35, 36 a night. But he is still going all out because, yes, he wants to win championship. Yes, that's the main thing, the most important thing to him. But he also is chasing individual numbers. And I'm not mad at him for it, not in the least bit. He's got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record in his sights. So that's why he's putting it up, you know, an averaging 25 points a game. And I'm not mad. Any competitor is going after these things. Any player that, oh, individual awards don't matter. It's either one of two things. They're lying or they're a role player. And they long accepted the fact that, you know, I'm not getting any of the individual awards. I'm not an all-star. I'm not going to, you know, average 20 points a game. So it's easy to say it then, but if you're a superstar, you're an all-time great, you're going for this stuff, and God bless LeBron for doing it, Rob. I got no problem with him having his sights on the all-time scoring record.
But it tells you a bigger thing, Chris. It tells you that LeBron, despite him saying, you remember when he said, he remember when he became the GOAT when they came back from 3-1? He
I knows think the fact that not many people bought into that, no. He said, all no. right, I got right. more work to do.
He knows he has more work to do. That's what I'm trying to say to you, is that he knows even if he gets the 6 championships, which I don't think he will, but even if he did, just say he won 6 championships, he still has 6 losses, so he needs numbers, Chris, and records to try to take away from those 6 losses. That's what this is. He's building a case and trying to fix his resume. So he has the whiteout out. He's trying to figure out, okay, how can I cover up these 6 losses? Well, maybe if I'm the all-time leading scorer, and maybe if I win another MVP when I'm 40 years
right.
old, I can kind of convince people that I was great and my longevity. Chris, so I get all that, but it does tell you that he knows he's not the GOAT. How about that?
I don't know if it says that. I'm going to be honest. He said it, so I don't know that I even have to – you know, try to emphasize this, but I think he thinks he's the GOAT. Whether he'll come out
now
and
that.
Say it or
I
not.
I don't believe that he still does.
I do. One, he said it, what, 4 years ago or 3
yeah,
years ago?
Yeah, but you know what? After that Last Dance documentary came out about Jordan, you remember how all those millennials, Chris, those weren't the ESPN
well,
poll.
The thing.
Wasn't 40 and 50-year-olds on that poll.
Right. He recognizes that most people don't think he's the GOAT.
Okay.
I'm with you there. But I think in his heart of hearts, he thinks he's the GOAT. But he is you need to build up your case because Jordan's got his case. One of the things LeBron's going to have is longevity. And you're right. It's a lot to say he'll get the 6 rings. But if he does, he's got the 6 rings. Yeah, 6 losses. But he's been to 12 finals if he gets there. And then he could be the all-time leading scorer, the only guy in the top 5 in assists. And top 5 in scoring. Like, that would be huge. So he does have to build up his resume in ways that combat the advantages that Michael Jordan has. So it's, like I said, he's going all out. I'm with it. He's actually playing pretty good defense this year, too. So LeBron James going for a championship, but also individual accolades. And like I said, God bless him for it. Keep it locked right here. It's the iCouple in for the herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.